Hello and welcome to Club Kingsnake Web Radio. This is Jeff Berenger, and once again, we've got another South by Southwest Spotlight interview. Today, we're talking with Kurt Kirkwood of the band Meat Puppets, who recently had a little surprise gig at the Army of Anyone concert for anyone lucky enough to see it. I was there. It was certainly a special show for me. How are you today, Kurt?
I'm fine, fine, thank you.
How did that Army of Anyone gig come up?
Dean DeLeo, their guitar player, called me up a couple weeks before and asked if I wouldn't want to play an old Meat Puppet song in their set at some point. And we'd known each other from being on tour with Stone Temple Pilots in the 90s. So I said, yep, and we went down there and just did it. We did it during soundcheck and practiced it.
It was pretty neat. I mean, the buzz was certainly there in the audience. Oh, there's a special guest. Who's the special guest? Who's going to play? And then you guys came out and everybody freaked out. We got some great pictures of the show. But that's just a warm-up for your next show, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to be playing South by Southwest here.
Yeah, we are. We're going to play at Emo's on Saturday night.
You got some good company up there that night, don't you? I think, aren't the Buzzcocks playing that night, too?
Yep. Buzzcocks and Turbo Negro, Bad Wizard.
What is it about South By that made you want to start the relaunch tour here?
Well, they're easy gigs. They're not paying gigs. Probably come ahead and start doing regular gigs, but this was just coincidentally at a good time. And, you know, it's a kind of a gimme since I live here. It's easy to bring the other guys in from Phoenix and New York where they live. And, you know, just no pressure. It's just more fun. It's more like, you know, party thing. And we've been recording an album and have just been playing in the studio and in our practice space. You know, you go out and start doing gigs, and it's another animal when you start doing paying gigs. If people have, I don't know, it feels different to be able to do something like this where there's no money on the line and it's nothing but a good time, really.
Yeah, everybody's basically just out to have fun, except, of course, for the 1,200 bands that are brand new.
Yeah, ambition is just so slimy. That's why I like punk rock. It's just, even that was slimy. Just like, there's that element. But like, who cares? Too bad. It's a tough world. I feel really, really lucky. I mean, I never planned on having anybody pay attention to my band. And that's, you know, it's had enough success to support it for years and years. And I understand fully how it would be if you were really trying to get going. Because, I mean, you know, we had our day with that stuff. But certainly we started up with this, you know, this idealistic concept of like, oh, we don't need any of that. And now I feel bad. It's 1,200 bands. Okay, so that's a lot of contenders in the ring. What's going to become of most of them, you know? I think the South by Southwest is probably like the death knell for a lot of bands.
Certainly is a wake-up call, I guess.
A wake-up call. You have to be polite.
You know, if you're out there trying to do music for money, it certainly shows you that it's got to be about something else.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just think, you know, I appreciate everybody's motivations more or less. I try to be impartial. I really don't give a crap, and I understand how, you know, like in this country especially, the superlative is the imperative, and you must succeed, and everything is measured by success. Beauty isn't just enough anymore. It has to be successful as beauty. You know, it's just the human totem pole. It never made any sense to me, and I'm not that much of a hippie or anything. I just don't care. Enough is enough, and I make enough money, so I never really cared about that. It gets in the way, you know, trying to make decent stuff. Like I say, a lot of it's luck. I could go on and on about how wonderful I am, but just so much of it's luck, and you could never confuse intelligence with luck.
Well, let's talk about some of that luck. You had a relationship that certainly turned out pretty lucky for you, the relationship you had with Kurt Cobain and his appreciation of your music. He played, what was it, 3 songs during the Unplug? You guys got to come up and play with him?
Yeah.
What was it like to play with Kurt?
Well, pretty fun, you know. It was I liked their music, and we'd done some touring with them, and, you know, I was pretty into them, so in a lot of ways they were, you know, just enough of a regular kind of rock band too to be able to just sit down and play with. You know, I wouldn't say rock band, but it's kind of folk rock, you know, Nirvana, and I don't know, a lot of people wouldn't categorize it as that because it got the grunge label put on it, but it really is kind of his songwriting always reminded me of John Denver for some reason. I can't tell you why. And I really love John Denver. And the kind of Unplugged thing we did was had that kind of, I mean, that's how I took it. That's why I was wearing a flannel shirt. It was like, look, hippie music. This is funny. Here, all the punk rockers think this is great. Let's play some Grateful Dead hippie
I think it's pretty funny to see the cycle swing back around, and now the jam scene is relatively big, and nobody gets slammed for being hippie anymore, which is pretty interesting.
Oh, they will again. There's no Grateful Dead. That's the thing. I'm doing an interview here, 1:30, with Fader magazine that has their yearly. They do a yearly special. Like, their first was Miles Davis, last year was Nina Simone, this year it's Garcia, and I'm doing an interview about that for their Garcia issue. I always like what Bill Graham said: the Grateful Dead aren't the best at what they do; they're the only ones that do it. And you know, I really felt that way. It's a huge scene, but it's also like insiders know it's losing air. It can't be sustained without the originality of an icon like that. It's, I wouldn't say imitative; I would say more like hats off to the Grateful Dead, from what I've heard. And the Allman Brothers. The Allman Brothers were pretty awesome, too. I've seen them recently, and they were still totally amazing. Widespread Panic is great. I've played shows with Fish and Blues Traveler. Both of those bands are wonderful. You know, I think it's cool, but I don't know where things are going as far as all that stuff goes. It's a cycle. It's more of a cycle. I don't think that that's like as much of a scene as it is a cycle, you know, in the same way that hip-hop.
You've got a new album that you were talking about that you're working on. What can we expect to hear on that new album? Any different directions? Any particular song that you've got a particular fancy for?
I like it all quite a bit. It's like all the stuff that I do, pretty much. You know, once in a while I throw in a cover to kind of ease the pressure, but generally with original stuff, I like it impartially, you know, and it's a cool album. I think it is quite a bit different than stuff we've done. You know, it's kind of hard for me to tell, you know, how different, but it feels different. It's been a long time since Chris and I made a record, and the Meat Puppets record I made with the guys from here was different, but... Yeah, it's going to be, I think people will like it. I like it a lot. I like it better than anything I've done in a while. And I'm always pretty into my stuff, but I really like this. Really easy to play.
Will there be any of the new music played at South By, or will you be focusing on some of your older classics, as it were?
We're going to do both, you know, and try and keep as much variety in it as we can. We'll probably do some of our jam band crap. Probably, you know, we have a few different approaches we can take, and that's for sure. That was always fun about the Meat Puppets, is it does have that aspect of it, too. I wouldn't call it jam band, but we can play just about any kind of stuff. And you never know. Probably try to play some of this new stuff live. You know, largely is what we're into right now, even though it won't be released. It's like nobody gives a crap. I think probably 75% of the audience doesn't even speak English.
I've been to South By, and I can attest to that. That's that it's definitely a different music crowd for Austin.
It does. It seems like a lot of European press, and you know, it seems like that's why they're having such a blast. Is because they're on vacation.
It's pretty wild, because you know, there's all the Austin guys that kind of are in this "don't surf my beach" mode during South By Southwest.
This place is always, you know, fairly turf oriented. I mean, it's still, you know, it's there. You have to be. They're stuck in the middle of Texas.
What music are you listening to? Are you listening to anybody new and different, or are you listening to old classics? Or
yeah, there's some new stuff I've gotten in the last little while. Songs of the Golden Triangle, which is Burmese pop music from the 70s that my friend Alan Bishop from the Sun City Girls is released on his label. That's a lot of fun. It's called Guitars of the Golden Triangle, folk and pop music of Myanmar, which is Burma, volume 2, raw, rare, and forgotten archival recordings from 1970s Shan State in Burma. And yeah, it's Sublime Frequencies Records, www.sublimefrequencies.com. you know, I like it a ton.
Since you just mentioned a website, are you guys doing much on the internet? What's your take on what the internet's doing to the music industry in general or in specific?
I'm sure it's great. I think the fact that music requires an audience brings it out into the open, pre-destroyed, so it really doesn't matter. It's always been, I feel like, a titty dancer, an exotic dancer. I really don't care. I've always felt completely compromised and whorish and rotten about what I do. That's what makes it fun. And I hope people steal it. I always have. I've always let people bootleg the shit out of the Meat Puppets. That's another part of the thing that I got from the Dead. They set up a thing in the middle so people can record their shit and traded around and whatnot. And some of my favorite things are bootlegs that you used to be able to buy in the record store. You go to the record store and find, you know, Meat Puppet bootlegs that people put a lot of time and energy into, and, you know, really a lot of fun, stuff that you probably wouldn't hear otherwise. And some of the covers were cool. I think it's cool. I'm sure it's fine, you know.
How do you feel about other bands covering your music?
I love it.
We talked about Kurt Cobain. I know there have been others that have done it.
A number of times. I got to Minutemen did it. Some, I don't know, you know, Lords of Brooklyn did Where Do Gangsters Go When They Die. That was funny. I forget what they called it. But anyway, it was Take Off on Lake of Fire.
How did your brother feel about the Army of Anyone show? He looked like he was enjoying himself quite a bit.
It probably beats prison. I don't know. You know, he seems to be having a great time. It's probably fairly rare for people to recover from horrid drug problems like that. A lot of times they die or just burn out, so pretty lucky. He knows it.
Well, I'm glad to see him back. I'm glad to see you guys back, and I'm glad to see you guys performing. I think South By is just about the best venue you could have picked. I think you've got a great audience here in Austin for your music, and certainly I think you'll have a big spotlight on you at South By. Like you said, you've got another interview later on today, so I'm glad that you guys are coming back. I enjoyed seeing you perform at Army of Anyone.
Well, and we loved it too, you know. I mean, we're as glad as anybody to be able to do it. Again, I never anticipated it. I would have wrote him off as dead, you know. So, you know, and like I say, it's pretty awesome to be able to pull it off, because, I mean, it's kind of, we do have kind of a thing.
Well, you guys gained a core audience to start with, and you've kept that core audience all along. I certainly was a longtime listener. I guess some of my skating buddies introduced me to your music a long time ago, so.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the core audience is definitely from, and it's kind of strange, but it is. It's from way back, a lot of it. And definitely, I think a lot of it, like, too, is just, once again, can you get where, you know, there's stuff that we always saw once we put the band together. Just how, I mean, we were coming out of nowhere. Nobody knew who we were, but we were able to create a buzz. And it's not like too much glam or anything. It's not really fashion. It's always been like, I don't even know if it's the music or if it's not just the portention of the music. I really don't know. I think it's the music, and I think people get it. But it's kind of like Neil Young said, it's more the picture than meets the eye. It's a real vibey, weird thing. And you can try, you can put money into stuff, you can, you know, bend over backwards trying to get people to pay attention. But, you know, having the thing that really drives it, the thing that created the core audience in the first place, is the cool buzz that the music does. Like when Chris and I get do stuff together, and it's something in that harmony, something in the bass and guitar interplay has always been really, really different. And so, you know, you leave that sit for a while and then bring it out again, and I think it has something, you know, it just has to be. Wheels start turning deep, deep inside in the crust, so kind of strange, but it's very cool for us too.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us here today. I want to remind our listeners that the Meat Puppets will be playing at Austin South by Southwest. They'll be playing at Emo's in the main room Saturday, March 17th at 9:15, and I believe that's immediately after the Buzzcocks perform, so everybody mark your calendar. Kurt, thank you very much for being our guest today on the phone.
You're welcome, Jeff.
This is Jeff Berenger reporting for Club Kingsnake.